Welcome to the Science Update Podcast. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is the podcast for July 24th, 2009.
The Science Update Podcast is produced by AAAS, advancing science, serving society.
This week, the effects of sugar on heart disease, a new way to stop transplant organ rejection, and the importance of a clean mouth. But first, Suzanne has this story on new efforts to stamp out a contagious cancer.
Most cervical cancers are caused by human papillomavirus type 16 and 18, but a large international study recently demonstrated that vaccination against these two types of HPV is more than 70% effective at preventing precancerous HPV lesions when given to girls who have never had sex before. University of Helsinki professor of obstetrics and gynecology Jorma Paavonen led the study.
Cervical cancer is basically a preventable disease.
He adds that the vaccine is also 30% effective against the development of cervical lesions in women who have already had one type of HPV, since it prevents infection by another type. This is especially good news, as treatment for precancerous lesions is very expensive and can cause fertility problems in the future, not to mention that cervical cancer can be deadly if it goes undetected. He recommends that girls and boys between the ages of 10 and 12 be vaccinated against HPV.
Thanks, Suzanne. Well, doctors have long known that sugary foods can hurt your heart. Now researchers at Tel Aviv University have shown how it happens. The scientists use imaging technology to watch volunteers' arteries as they drank water or ate foods. When they drank water, nothing much happened, but the walls of the arteries expanded when they ate food and the nutrients from that food hit the bloodstream, and the most sugary foods caused the arteries to expand the fastest. The scientists say that over time, this damages the arteries and makes them less flexible, leading to heart attacks. In other heart news, a new study in Circulation, the Journal of the American Heart Association, suggests that music may be useful as a therapy for cardiac patients. The research shows that blood flow and respiratory rates sync up with music quickly, even before the listener can respond to the music emotionally. They conclude that carefully selected music could be a new tool in heart patient care. Next, Suzanne has a story on a new way to prevent transplant organ rejection.
One of the biggest risks of organ transplantation is that the body will reject the new organ. So organ transplant patients take broad-acting drugs that cripple their entire immune system in order to protect the new organ. But in the future, a more targeted therapy lasting just a few weeks may do the trick. Anatola Cheruska and his colleagues at the Medical College of Georgia are working with a natural molecule called HLA-G. Fetuses use HLA-G to make peace with their mother's immune system. It acts on dendritic cells, a kind of immune cell that identifies new threats and rallies the rest of the immune system against them. Horuska's strategy is to deliver the molecule in microscopic, degradable beads, which are injected right after a transplant.
So if we target this early stage of recognition, we'll create tolerance.
They did a recent trial in mice with skin grafts, and the results look promising.
Thanks, Suzanne. Now Justin Warner has a story about a surprising connection between Alzheimer's disease and coffee.
A powerful treatment for Alzheimer's disease might be hiding in your morning coffee. This according to Gary Arendash of the Florida Alzheimer's Disease Research Center in Tampa. He says people who drink caffeine regularly, starting in middle age, tend to have lower rates of Alzheimer's disease in old age, suggesting a protective effect. But Arendash wondered if caffeine could work as a treatment. So he and his colleagues tested caffeine on geriatric mice with Alzheimer's symptoms. The dose was equivalent to about 5 cups of coffee per day.
We found that the caffeine, in fact, not only reversed their memory impairment, but also reversed their brain pathology.
Specifically, it suppressed the production of a protein called beta-amyloid, a key component in the sticky brain plaques found in Alzheimer's patients. In fact, the caffeine regimen actually shrank down the brain plaques themselves.
There's actually a dynamic equilibrium between the free beta-amyloid in the brain and the beta-amyloid that's trapped in those plaques. And if you have less of the free beta-amyloid, such as is the case when you reduce its production, that causes a shift of some of that deposited amyloid into the free state, which is then removed from the brain.
Existing therapies don't work on this level. Now Arundhash's team is starting human clinical trials. He says funding is somewhat challenging because caffeine can't be patented. On the other hand, since caffeine is known to be safe, they can skip costly and time-consuming safety trials and proceed right into phase two.
Thanks, Justin. Well, doctors have long noted that people with gum disease often also have heart disease. But it's been hard to tell if gum disease actually increases your risk of heart problems or whether they're both influenced by something else. Or maybe the connection is just a coincidence. Now, according to researchers speaking at the annual meeting of the Academy of General Dentistry, bacteria have been identified that cause gum disease and also increase the risk of cardiovascular disease. If true, then having good oral hygiene could actually help you live longer by reducing your susceptibility to the nation's number one killer.
In other oral health news, scientists at the Forsyth Institute in Boston have found that people who are obese are more likely to have a particular type of bacteria living in their mouths. It's too soon to tell whether the bacteria are a result of obesity or perhaps a cause of it.
Thanks, Suzanne. Well, that's our show for this week. Next week, we'll have more stories from the world of science. But until then, keep current on science news by listening to the Science Update Podcast Daily Edition. We've got a new story every day, Monday through Friday. You can find it on our website, scienceupdate.com, or at iTunes. And if you are stumped by a science question, give us a call at 1-800-WHY-IS-IT. If we use your question on the air, you'll win a Science Update mug. Thanks for listening. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.